Believe it or not, there are other stories out there. Yeah, there are. Here's one that I found striking yesterday and would be top of the fold today. It'd be the number one story right now, I believe, except for the pandemic. And that is the striking, unexpected abandonment by the United States government of prosecuting two Russian companies that were accused of funding social media campaigns to sow discord in the U.S. political system. It's all part of the Bob Mueller report. It was part of the big find. It was part of the big find and how they had caught the Russians. Well, late on Monday, with jury selection in the case set to begin in just 2 weeks, the federal judge granted the Department of Justice's motion to kill the prosecution altogether. The government acknowledging the Russian companies were never likely to actually face punishment anyway and cited possible national security risks with going forward to trial. Concord Management and Consulting and Concord Catering were among three companies and 13 individuals charged in February of 2018 by Bob Mueller and his team. Their alleged criminal activity included social media postings and campaigns aimed at dividing America's public opinion and sowing discord in the electorate, officials said, but no actual impact on voters was ever proven. Ever. And now the case has been flushed altogether. By the way, the stock market taking a dive, people being laid off, and the chaos being created by the coronavirus is lessening the chances that the president gets reelected dramatically. Moody's Analytics here earlier this year had predicted that with the economy where it was, Donald Trump would pick up 351 electoral votes. But since that time, markets have plunged. The S&P 500 is below 2,500, a point at which Moody's said it becomes very unpredictable as to whether or not Trump could lose. In fact, the S&P said at the time, the S&P would need to be at 2,500 or less for Trump to lose, and that's where it is now. U.S. companies already reporting layoffs because of mandatory closings by the government. You know, look at all the people in movie theaters and restaurants and all these different places closed now. The economy is being pummeled. Airline stocks being pummeled. Bank stocks being pummeled. Putting Donald Trump in a very difficult position. But let's be clear. Dr. Ronnie Jackson, among those admitting yesterday that if not for the president's closing of the border to those coming in from China in January, our situation today would look much more like Italy. Again, if you didn't hear this, let me explain this to you. Northern Italy has very close ties to Wuhan, China. There are textile companies in northern Italy, many of which are staffed by Chinese employees because they're cheap labor back and forth from China, from Wuhan, from Hubei province, back and forth. So the coronavirus was sprinkled all over. It was peppered with it. It was peppered with it. And now it's blown off the charts because Italy did not close its borders in January to China. Several other countries did not close their borders in January to China, to flights coming in, to people coming in from China to shut down the virus. We would be in considerably worse condition today if that had not happened. So give credit where credit is due. Whether you like the president or dislike the president does not matter. Closing flights from China in January helped us to try to stay ahead of this. Now, are we ahead of it? Time will tell. How is this going to play out? Time will tell. But I can guarantee you this, we would be in worse shape today if we had allowed those borders to remain open and the flights coming in from China. Now, where do we go from here? The president says, yes, we could very well have a recession on our hands. But he says the bigger concern is not the recession. The bigger concern, of course, is the health of the American people. From yesterday, and the task force update, let's go to bite number four with President Donald Trump. Bite four, go.
For my administration is recommending that all Americans, including the young and healthy, work to engage in schooling from home when possible, avoid gathering in groups of more than 10 people, avoid discretionary travel, and avoid eating and drinking at bars, restaurants, and public food courts. If everyone makes this change or these critical changes and sacrifices now, we will rally together as one nation, and we will defeat the virus, and we're going to have a big celebration all together. With several weeks of focused action, we can turn the corner and turn it quickly. A lot of progress has been made. I'm also pleased to report today that a vaccine candidate has begun the phase one clinical trial. This is one of the fastest vaccine development launches in history. Not even close. We're also racing to develop antiviral therapies and other treatments, and we've had some promising results, early results, but promising, to reduce the severity and the duration of the symptoms. And I have to say that our government is prepared to do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, we're doing. We're doing it in every way.
And so there you have it. Remdesivir is the drug that he's referring to again. Remdesivir, that comes from Gilead Sciences from California, an American company. It's an antiviral that was developed to deal with the Ebola virus, was not very effective on Ebola, but has been found to be much more effective on these coronaviruses. Gatherings no more than 10. Social distancing. Managing the outbreak to the best of our ability. Yes, the numbers are going to go up dramatically in the next handful of days because there are so many more tests out there. You're going to see the numbers spike. Don't let that alarm you. Don't let that alarm you. Just know that that's because we're doing so much more testing. You're going to find a lot more people test negative. As we found already through yesterday, of the 41,000 people tested, 36,000 tested negative. 4,000 tested positive, and the others are still outstanding. We don't know yet. Pretty significant. Only one person in nine that was tested actually tested positive. Not bad news. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Sweet strawberry icing. You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill